States. Some of you may want to speak. I'm on, y'all, everybody get to speak at the end. You'll have 3 minutes. But now if we run across something that you need to speak, like a proposal or something, raise your hand and we will allow you to come up here and speak. Mr. James?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for time together again today, Father. I ask you lead us to God, direct them, see you make, come to your will, and for better than this county. In this name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of the county attorney motion. Got a motion, WC. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Need approval of the millage rate workshop.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion on approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. WC.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Any constitutional officers here need to speak? Need a motion to go in the public
motion.
Hearing. Got a motion, WC.
Sir.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Get ready.
Petition by Timothy and Andrea Skinner requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, special exceptions of Dictionary Lane Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated June 17, 2022 to be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 1309-13-4051-0000-1270 at 709 Northeast 829th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680. Commission District 1, Jody Stevenson.
Any opposition on it?
No, sir.
No. Okay. I know didn't.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, he had asked that in his absence, if there was opposition, that he would like for y'all to table it as commissioners so he could verify and look into it. If there wasn't any opposition, he hadn't heard any at the time I spoke with him on Tuesday. That he would ask that y'all make a motion to move forward with it. Pending no opposition, Mr.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion. Does anybody out here oppose it? Anybody on the phone? We got a motion by WC to approve it and a second by Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Petition by David Morrison and Marion Rodriguez requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in a DSA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated July 6, 2022 to be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 1111136674. 0002-0730 at 20 Southeast 306th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 2, W.C. Mills.
You have any opposition on it?
No, sir.
Anybody on the phone?
No, sir.
Anybody in the audience? Motion to approve.
Got a motion by W.C.
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a petition by Melvin Couch Jr. and Teresa Couch requesting special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated July 8, 2022 to be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 2409-13-4391-0000-0260 at 715 Northeast 14th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680. Commission District 1, Jody Stevens.
Any opposition on that one?
No, sir.
No. Anybody out here? Anybody on the phone? No. I need a motion.
Motion.
You got a motion to approve, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a petition. petition by Dylan and Michelle Walker requesting special exception be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, special exception to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ag agriculture zoning district in accordance with a petition dated July 8, 2022, be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 05-10-13-4519-0000-0260 at 1205 Northeast 239th Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 2, W.C. Mills.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
Anybody here? Anybody on the phone?
No, sir.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by W.C.?
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
A petition by Austin Robert Rowe requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, special exception to the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zoning district in accordance with petition dated July 11, 2022, to be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 2409-13-4053-0026-0100 at 140 Northeast 433rd Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 1, Jody Stevenson.
Any opposition on that one?
No, sir.
Anybody here? Anybody on the phone? No. Need a motion.
Motion.
Got a motion, W.C.?
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Petition by Joel Weeder, located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 27-10-13-5568-0000-0680 at 565 Southeast 709th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for a 24-by-36 pole barn by the petition dated July 11, 2022. Which is located within Section 4.4.7, Agriculture, subparagraph 1 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations in accordance with Section 12.3, Variance Procedures, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
Any opposition?
No.
Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? I've heard none either, so motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Mr. Valentine, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
You know, motion to go back to the board.
Motion.
A motion W.C.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Resolution 2022-101, MC and Andrea Skinner.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-102, David Morrison and Marion Rodriguez.
Motion.
Got a motion from W.C.?
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor?
Resolution 2022-103, Melvin Couch, Jr. and Teresa Couch.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch? Second. Mr. Mills, all in favor?
Resolution 2022-104, Dylan and Michelle Walker.
Motion.
Motion from W.C.?
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-105, Austin Robert Rowe.
Motion.
Got a motion by W.C., second by Mr. Hatch, all in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-106, Joel Weeder.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills, all in favor?
Aye.
Get tongue-tied there.
Man, that's figures out of line.
Yeah. Thank you. I think we're going to,
Mr. Chairman, if it's okay.
It's okay.
Mr. Bradhold.
Yes.
I'll hand you to make a decision based off of the workshop. I need board approval to accept the health insurance premium for the fiscal year 2023 as presented.
Motion.
You got a motion by W.C.?
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor?
Aye.
I'd also request board approval to accept the additional employee insurance benefit packet for the fiscal year 2023 as presented by U.S. Employee Benefits Service Group.
Motion.
We've got a motion from Mr. James and a second from Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Right, that's what we have for that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
What about the SSA for the $1,500?
Mr. Chairman, do y'all want to make the decision at this time, or would y'all like to look at it?
I'm not saying the big group.
Oh, okay,
I'm
for the 22, yes,
the
yes. Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Yes, thank you for that. We had talked about it in the workshop to go ahead and hire administrator for the 22 employees who do not take county insurance at this time to oversee the administration of that of those monies.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
Aye.
Make sure you put a date. Starts with everything else starts 10-1, and administrative contract will start January 2.
Okay.
We'll be the guinea pig.
Who wants it on? Thank y'all.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Right.
Mr. Strickland.
He's not here.
Okay.
Actually, they're in the process. Mr. Strickland's back to the board, and they're in the process of hiring him a new manager now. Had a pretty good workshop. I actually got one this afternoon. I was going to try to see it also, but everything's going pretty good down there.
Okay.
Good. Mr. Strickland ain't going to be the manager.
No, he was an interim manager. He was, and then for 3 months, and he went back to the board. Now he's sitting back on the board.
On the board, okay. Mr. Bailey?
Morning.
Morning.
Just got one quick thing to update y'all on. Last meeting, we mentioned that we'd be lowering the design speed to two curves on 362nd Avenue. One of those curves, the one close to 594th Street, has quite a few driveways in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to convert that to a three-way stop. We think it'll be increased safety in that area and more rough level across the realign some of those driveways and put up the proper sign.
Is Mr. WC, I contacted you in regards to the
The
Old Town Upholstery.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all think.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's all I got, unless y'all got something.
We don't need to make a they don't need to make a motion on that in regards to it. We would just change the plan, submit it back to DOT for approval. And Mr. Chairman, just to notify y'all, get approval from DOT of those plans, they should give us notification to advertise.
Yeah.
That would probably be the next road project in the county.
Okay.
And then right now DOT is reviewing the plan for County Road 340. That would probably be the second one.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
Thank
you. Mr. Jared.
I don't have anything to
say,
but...
thank you.
I want to welcome back Ms. Becky.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Well,
I'm glad to see you.
Ms. Cindy.
I just want to publicly acknowledge and thank the county that I've told us for having the conference study that library. They thank that for us.
Great.
At the end of the summer, we expect things to slow down after the summer program, but they're not. We might be able to take that deep breath before we get started on something else. Just squeeze it in. We are having so many more people coming.
That's good.
They'll come in here before they even have an address. Yes. It's amazing. I wish that y'all could hear the compliments that we get, and that I get on the staff and the atmosphere, and that we have latest books, newest published. We have one of the ladies has lived all over the country, but she made it a point to tell us what a good library we have. So I want to thank all of you for your support. What without you, we wouldn't have it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
We want to thank you and your team for making it such a good library.
Amen.
And we are, Dwayne, we are working on the roof situation there at the library. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, we should get a little worse.
Is that it, Miss Cindy? Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Miss Freeman? He's on. Okay. Road Department.
I have a couple things under my house.
Okay. Mr. Chauncey, I know he's not here. Mr. Latson, he's not here.
I have an item on my
for him. Board. Okay. Mr. Leon. You working on it.
How soon after the 17th, you know, would they give us acknowledgement of that?
We'll know that date.
Okay.
It'll take several days.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Brown.
I'll give you a few papers to look at. One of those information allows for you. Regarding our ISO rating, that's the insurance service office that evaluates our credit for all counties throughout the United States or departments. They do that on about a 5-year basis. Used to, if it was said 5 and turned out to be 7-12. We were last evaluated at 17. We got to a 5X. I don't want to get into how they figure that because it's complicated. Basically, that's a pretty good rating for an overall county fire department that was about half volunteer and half career. We ought to call Monday morning and we will be going through that evaluation again 31st of August. Chief Bass is beside himself trying to gather records. So hopefully that rating will improve, but I can't say that. We have less volunteers, we have more career staff, we have more trucks, we have older trucks. It's hard to say until they get out of the job. But we have it under control and we will get the rating that we get when it's done and I'll let you know what that is. But if anyone wants more information on the details, I'll be happy to sit down with you. Talk about it. But we've always done fairly well, have a good relationship with them. Joe called by Monday, after call Friday, I talked to him Monday. He gave us a choice on the day. The other thing that I have, a little more good news. A few months ago, I came to remember when the county manager, myself, the finance director, my business staff, some of my officers met regarding some additional funding. You're all aware of the COVID money, the ARPA money, various monies that we've received because of COVID-19. There is another set of money that is for emergency medical providers, fire and EMS services that provide emergency care. We were told about it. We looked into it. The first little batch of money was $28,000 change. The second batch was $30,000 change. We were told that, hey, after those, we would be evaluated to see what else we got. We really didn't know what that number was. We got a check last month. It was $433,000. That money can be used to offset, I hope, our overage on fuel this year. We can apply it to a lot of things. We can apply it to salaries. We can apply it to some medical costs and expenses. Different things. I have a list of things I won't get too deep into. The biggest thing is that we cannot match anything that's been applied for. So our ambulances that we got off the first CARES Act money, our CPR devices, we can't include that. Our salaries for last year, we can't include that. So we've got to do some calculations on what we can and can't do, and we only have a few months left to do it. The monies are available and can be credited from January 1 of 20 through June 30th of 23. So we've got to go back and look in those years and see what we did and didn't use and make sure we don't reapply it. But that's all good news because we can make all of that happen and we will spend the money somehow or another. Jackie's assured me we can make that happen. And then the reporting will commence on that money starting July 1st of 23 to continue that reporting. It's a little bit complicated on the reporting. That was part of our original discussions. Again, we had no idea it would be that amount, but that's a really good thing. But I've been truly concerned about these $17,000, $18,000, $20,000 fuel bills every month. We did not budget. So that'll help. That's good news. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to talk to you privately, or I'll answer them now as best I can. We've been studying on it all week, so I don't know if I'll have all the answers. Last two things I have, I give you a few moments ago. We discussed last board meeting. I've heard rumors throughout the county that we've already received a whole bunch of millions of dollars from the governor. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
No.
If he didn't bring us the cash, he didn't bring us cash money, I didn't put it in my pocket, you didn't either.
Yep.
But we do have $7.2 million that's been awarded to us to build two fire stations. One of those will be adding on to our current EOC, which will give us more office space there, as well as sleeping quarters for, I hope, if we can get the people to figure it out for us, up to about 10 people. And parking for all of our apparatus instead of having to park some in the sheds that we just bought the other day and some in one station and some in another. The other $3.5 million will be for an additional station, not additional. We already have one there. It's one of our volunteer stations that is off Chafis Road right in the central part of Hamilton. That is currently an all-volunteer station. And we're going to tear the two bays that are left out of the four that we had originally that have been blown down by storms. We'll tear that down and bulldoze the entire station and build a brand new station there with living quarters for probably 8 to 10 staff. It depends on where we get there, 3 or 4 or 5 bays, depending on what we can do. And also include some office space in there for our inspections and prevention division that are currently working out of the cubby hole in the closet at the Old Town Station. And also for our community paramedicine, if we can continue that program. So we're looking at some office space there. We have some generic plans that we've looked at, and we think we've got the plans for both kind of where we want them. That'll be up to an engineer to tell us how. But we got no idea. But with all that being said, we have two task orders laying in front of you. We discussed last board meeting. We have engineers on staff. There are laws and guidelines that you can use those. You do that on a regular basis with road projects and different things. As long as we stay within those guidelines, we've had our attorney review that, and I think that both task orders that are laid in front of you meet those guidelines. That's not been told differently. And my request to you is that you consider approving those. If we do not, it will add at least 60 days, if not 90 or more, to this project to back up and rebid and rebid.
Darren, if you will, each task order you asked for.
Yes, sir. I want to be.
Okay, that's why.
I was going to cover them. I just want to
check. Okay, go ahead.
Is there any questions?
No, go ahead.
We'll start with the ERC station first. If you'd like me to read
no.
It.
No.
Okay.
You read the dollar figure.
Basically, these task orders cover their individually. We are going to try to run these concurrently, so both stations will be being built at the same time. I only have 18 months, so I want to get it done as quick as I can. This is through Mr. Bailey's firm. This will be similar to or should be exactly like what you had here with this courthouse addition. They will provide blueprints. They will follow through with the oversight of the construction. There will be some bidding processes for contractors, things of that sort that they have incorporated into this and will take care of. And pretty much this will be a turnkey operation for me and for you, I hope. What I'm looking for is I still have several $1 million worth of other stuff to keep up with. So the first task order for the EOC expansion comes in at $480,500. That is for all that I've told you. It falls within those guidelines.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Second task order for the Old Town Fire Station. Provides all the same services, and it comes in at $439,000.
Okay. So motion, WC.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Gentlemen, I think that's all I have.
Darren, I've got one thing.
Yes, sir.
On the ISA stuff, I didn't realize that down at the bottom of it, where everybody sees. We need to update that. I'm sure you're well aware of that. Since 2017, we've lost 4 of them 6 people.
Yes. Well, this was our last inspection, so
right.
This is what they send us. When the new one comes in, they'll have all the correct contact.
Okay.
And if I can elaborate just a moment on that. I've said many, many times that there are some courses for growth within the community. You have to have water and sewers. You can't come. You have to have the ability to have insurance. That means that you have to have a fire department. This inspection will determine how much your house insurance costs and will determine whether or not you can even get homeowners insurance. It will also determine the rates for commercial businesses that want to come to this community and whether or not a business will even consider coming. They cannot get proper insurance coverage for their $2 billion establishment. I promise you they're not coming. Those three things are critical to community growth. Water, sewer, fire suppression. That's the reason they go through this. Used to, the insurance companies were small, and they kind of set their own rates. They still have the ability to set their rates. But now, almost all of them use this evaluation to set that rate. One insurance company may set their homeowner's rate a little higher than another one, but they all, for the most part, look at this.
They do.
And it will determine. And we have to send letters on a regular basis. Someone that comes in and wants to build a house, they want to get insurance on that house when it's built. And we get a call from the insurance company that says, we need to know the fire coverage for this address. And we send them that letter. It determines, first of all, whether or not they will insure that property. Secondly, it determines the rate that that premium will cost that homeowner. This is important. Everyone wonders why we want more money so we can buy more fire trucks and why we can put more people on and why you see trucks running up and down the road. This is the reason right here. This only happens a few times. Since I've been here in 2005, we requested one in 05. They came back in 17. That's where I was talking about they didn't really come in every five-year period. They've modified the way they do business, which made it easier for them, and now they come every 5 years. We got this one. We also had one in between in 13 for the town of Cross City because of some different levels of grading, and we actually requested that with some changes. There's a possibility when these stations are built, probability actually, that I won't be here, but these guys should request another evaluation because that will improve a lot of the ratings for the central part of the Hammock area, what we call the Old Town Hammock area, because once that station is done and staff with paid crews, it changes the rate. So everyone knows the difference in paid and volunteer applies to this rating. If I can show one of my career firefighters on shift proper training and response to a structure fire, he counts as a person going to that fire. If I try to do the same thing with a volunteer,
you can't do it.
Can do it, yes, sir. You have to show the same training records, their response to those calls. But they only count for one-third because they are not on duty 24-7 and they're not always available. So it takes effectively three properly trained volunteer members to equate to one career staff member that is on duty. That is important, ladies and gentlemen. It's your money in your wallet and in your purse. That's what it saves you. Staff that station, there is a distance. We think within a mile and a half and 5 miles, depending on the type of response and coverage, will change. If water supply goes in, water supply is, does anybody remember the percentage, gentlemen? 40% of the evaluation. It's huge. It's the biggest part of the evaluation. If they put fire hydrants in Old Town Hammock, it will change your rate. Every time a hydrant goes in, if you are within 1,000 feet of that fire hydrant, it changes your protection classification. Otherwise, we have to provide water. We don't have the manpower to do that. That's why we need people. That's why we need trucks. That's why you see seven fire trucks going to a fire. There's not 70 firefighters. There's usually one person driving each truck. And sometimes I have to send an ambulance back to the station to get another truck. So we actually have to take turns shuttling them back home. When you see all of that coming, don't always think that there's just thousands of people coming. Not that way. We have to provide that water. There's minimum gallons, minimum flow rates we have to meet to be able to qualify. We can't do that. If you live a certain distance from a fire station, you don't even qualify. It basically puts you in a class 10, which says to that insurance company, that person is not insurable. That's why we're building stations. That's why we have them everywhere that you look. So I just wanted to cover that. I'm sorry for taking
No. We got just what he was explaining. I just went through this about a year ago. My insurance doubled
and I called him because they asked me to call him, and I had to get from the old town where he's, whichever's the closest to my house, and that's what I put on there. And it affected my rate, and just exactly what he said, what I went through with the insurance company. So.
Yeah, Darren, number one, you and your staff do an outstanding job with that. And I also got to blow Leon's horn a little bit, too, with FEMA ratings on our coastline. Whenever he got there, our FEMA ratings was awful. And he's actually, through his hard work and his staff, and he's got in place, has done basically the same thing, because the more money we keep actually in people's pockets, the better off we are. So they'll spend it socially and support local business. So thank you, both of y'all, for it. And y'all for it.
And I want to thank you for sharing that.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to add, there's so much people don't understand. You know, you guys, before I was commissioner, I didn't understand a lot of it, too. I used to think, well, them commissioners can do what they want to do. They want us happening. Well, that ain't necessarily true. I just won't. And I know a rally or two ago, there was some people there that are running for this seat I'm sitting in. Well, they won't know what we done with that $10 million that we ain't got yet.
Not yet, yeah.
You know, but when they get over here, they'll understand. They'll be saying, hey, we should. I just thought they was all a bunch of liars. You know, but what people don't understand is what happens here ain't what most of them think ought to happen, but maybe what they think ought to happen ain't what needs to happen. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I know this information. I said this years ago when Facebook come out. I told my wife, I said, don't ever put my name on that because that's going to be the ruin of our country right there. Facebook. Anyway. You get one or two on there that knows more than everybody up here does, and then they get spreading that rhetoric, and so nobody understands the real deal, and they're upset. And they have a right to be upset because they're thinking one thing when they really don't know what to think. So I just want people to understand that if you're running for one of these chairs in the country anywhere, there's a few here, and all of you ought to be here looking at, and listening, because you think you know what's going on, but you don't. And I'm just saying that to the whole world that's running for office. Learn a little bit about what you're trying to get hired on to, and then, you know. But anyway, thank you for that. Right after we passed the new money for the new fire and all the other stuff, solid waste, I had a young man, I was going in the restaurant to eat. Young man stopped me at the door. He was a ex-volunteer. About just how wrong it was we did that. And I said, young man, you're talking to the wrong man at the wrong time about this. I said, just a couple of years ago, I lost a 37-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old granddaughter in the house. So don't talk to me about it. Anyway, people don't know everything that they need to know.
I agree. Anyway, get that word out, but more negative and positive most of the time, even when you try to do that. One other piece of information, if you will, around there.
If y'all hear that, they're trying to get the court system Zoom stuff set up. That's what that is. I'm sorry, Dave.
I don't think we've actually given you quite an update yet on the way this process for the patients is going to work a little bit already. By phone with Melissa Dendiser, who is director of the State Fire Marshal's Office. She works directly for him and manages these funds. Have great conversation with Jackie, myself, and Mr. Cannon and my staff about how this is going to work. This task order is the first step. State Fire Marshal's Office has already received within nature of the $7 million. They have it in their pocket, their account. They don't have it as long as we get it. But that money's sitting there for us to use. Not signed any contractual stuff yet. Even before that is, they don't do that until the task orders are in place. So we submit these task orders approved by you, and they will be prepared to start working on the contractual stuff. Our attorney will have to review their attorney. She is an attorney, too. So, Jane, they will send those contracts along with anything else we need. They can do this money in two different ways. They don't care if we change up midstream or every other month. They can do it as a reimbursement. They can do it as a prepay expense to us as to how we need to get that money. If we're short 1 month, we can ask for it in advance and have the amounts and have the quotes and stuff in place for that. So it's going to hopefully be a fairly seamless operation. They like to keep things short, sweet. They don't deal with this kind of disbursement on a regular basis. Normally, this was done last year through a different department in the state. First year, they were given this task. They received $35 million from the state for this type of stuff through the appropriations. We had $7.2 million of that, y'all. That in mind. We had $7.2 million of $35 million throughout the state for this year. The state fire marshal's director, when I told me to jump up and down the clap. But we'll be following through with this. I have a meeting next week. I think Mr. Cannon may be going to give me the deputy director. I don't know.
Is that a Perry?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
They talked about meeting halfway in Perry so we could put our eyes on this Melissa. I had dinner with the director and the deputy director a few weeks ago and told her that she needed to get me. So that is what that meeting is. Hopefully by then they will have already received these task orders and we will be moving along. We'll try to keep you updated as often as we can, but if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, and you may be scratching our head as well. We'll get you where you want to put that out. That's kind of the way it'll operate, and once the contractors and engineers are working, that'll be paid by contractual agreement. Any other questions? Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you, Derek. Mr. Scott.
I don't have much for you. I would give you an update. Got the information for some more orders and that. You can decide that we'll be here this afternoon to turn up the building zoning system, so they'll be on fiber. No reason to appreciate that. The ticket has been signed for the road department of Denise's office. So I do have one looking for some direction, what you want to do. Recently upgraded three of our copy machines to a new company. Y'all's office here, town manager's office, and building zone. One of them. So those were actually traded in.
It had already traded.
Those machines were purchased years ago, the machines that we replaced. So now we have three copy machines that we don't have anything to do with. I had reached out to the company that we worked with, the other company. It wasn't their machine, so they didn't take it into the trade. I had to ask them to, they would options to sell them that they knew of. I have not heard back from them. My theory is, in your direction, if y'all have other options, is they put it them out for donation if anybody needs them. Nowhere in the county needs them. It would cost us more money to put them in another office to use them anyways. So if anybody, whatever churches or whatever, would want to use them, that's y'all's direction.
Hey, dude, to be honest with you, number one, make sure those taxpayer dollars paid for that. Make sure we can donate them.
They're not capital expenditure. They're not labeled as capital expenditure items, so throw that out.
But if all that were bold and clear and legal, I wouldn't have a problem with doing that.
Surplus the three pieces of machinery.
Make sure we can do it legally.
You check on that and bring back to the board. We'll name them out.
and get them to vote on surplus them.
All right. We'll do that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, while he's there, I would like for him just to note this, and we'll bring it on a spreadsheet at a later point in time, probably around budget time, around October first year. But one of the tasks we had got IT set in place to do was the phone systems. You know, having a lot of issues with all of our phone lines and phone systems throughout the county. And in its first phase of it, well, tell me the number again. I've got the spreadsheet. I left it out on my desk.
We just saved $7,000by converting. First of all, we canceled
unused line.
Five to six lines that was not being utilized. They didn't even have phones hooked to them. They were just dead lines at some of the county parks. They use cell phones now. They don't use head full of hard line phones. Some of those were over $700 a month.
Mm.
So we just canceled those, and we've also converted two other phone lines, the one at the airport, and converted over to our SunCom system, which goes from a $300 phone line to a $47 phone line. Also, the Swanee Tech Center, which is the library, that phone line is also being converted. That's the change where I'm waiting on that to be finalized, but I did get the finalization on the other phones that were disconnected, and we saved the county $47,000 a year.
Yeah. Can I ask if you can clarify, how can a line that's not being used cost $700 a month?
Well, AT&T charges what they want. They don't care whether it works or not.
And we
that's what I was getting at.
As a commercial
now, can we recover any of that?
No, unfortunately not. I know several years ago, I started this process with the EMS station. Well, we were paying over $500 a month for some of the EMS stations. Started it with the first district EMS station and converting that over to a Verizon hotspot box that actually had a phone line hooked to it, and we converted that over $40-something a month, whatever our cell phone bills are, from a $500 phone line. We also did that to the hometown fire station as well. They're all working off the Verizon hotspot, MiFi box is what they call it. The same $500 phone bill. They're volunteer. And they're volunteer stations.
Scotty, if you look at cell phone, on the cell phone side of it, I know I've seen some stuff where former employees, not saying they have the phone, but their line's still active.
Those are just tag names.
Right.
And we are in the process of, when we issue a new phone, issuing it to a department versus a name now.
Good.
But before, the previous county managers wanted names on those phones so that they can sit there and say, okay, this is
Mark Hatch's
phone versus District 3 Commissioner, and so forth and so on. So it's nothing that we can change past, but as we go forward, we are changing those to some type of generic name for that department.
The next thing is I kind of tried to do sign language and read lips for Leon, but I know he had an issue there with a phone recording. Okay.
Yeah,
that'll be the additional savings. It'll be an addition.
I've actually had my phone in my pocket right now that I've got from Unity Fiber. It's a cloud-hosted phone, which means you can take it anywhere. There's internet and plug it in, and
okay.
I just wanted the chairman, Mr. Chairman, y'all, the board, to know that we was looking at phone lines too and saving, and at this point in time, by changing this and in creating a new system, we're going to be able to save the county a lot of money.
Just reviewing the SunCom system, we got 130-something phone lines that we're paying $25 for. And that's not much, but it's still, it can add up. And in phone line, I've only counted 62 phones within our system, and we've got 130-something phone lines, and we're paying for that.
Thank you for doing that.
So we're looking, once we get fiber in every county office, we have to have fiber there to use those voice over IP phones, so that's part of that plan, is to move that direction, but we have to have that fiber connection. Anything else?
Thank you, Scott.
I want to thank you guys for answering a question instead of saying, I'll find out for you. because that tells the world that you guys are serious about your job. You know, I've not yet asked any one of you a question that you didn't give me an answer. I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Miss Gail? She's not here. Miss Holly?
I don't know if she's online. She's here on the phone.
Miss Angie?
Last meeting, Commissioner Match asked me to get together the expenses for all of our community buildings that are being used throughout the county. As you can see, we kind of stay on hold on these. It was quite the eye-opener. The amounts listed for this year for 2022 are all year-to-date. So we've got a couple of months left to go in that as far as the utility maintenance and the rent income. You can see that 50 Evans, one there on 55A, there's no income brought into it, nor is there one for the Swanee Community Center. Looking at the expenses under utilities for the Swanee Community Center, they're extremely high. I have talked to them about it. We don't know why. I am reaching out to the power company to see if we can get them to check that. If I don't know if they're averaging, I don't know what's going on.
If one of those phone lines are there, if a lot of that money could be at the Swanee Community Center.
Would that be through the power
utilities? Okay, I'm sorry, you said strictly power company. Okay.
Power company is over $300 a month.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not utilized.
I got you.
Twice a month.
Right. So they just charging a basic fee? They're not charging what the meter reads?
I'm taking their average, and that's just me guessing. That's what it sounds like. Because it's
absolutely
not the same amount every month.
I think they need to read the meter.
Same thing on the water. It's $141 a month. The water and the sewer. I do have the backup for all of these. The only thing that's not out of units is the insurance, and I got that directly from FMIT. So if anybody wants to see that or has any questions on any of that, I didn't make copies of all of it, but I have it if you would like to see it.
One thing I want to look at is in Swanee is on that community building. That board, Swanee Water and Sewer Board uses that building down there, but they're actually under the direction of the Board of County Commissioners. So I don't know if we should provide that building for them at no charge, or I mean they still charge us for water, but they are a leg off of this board. So that's something y'all need to keep in mind. Also, they're working basically for us. If they wasn't there, and we do let the people of that district elect them also before we appoint them whenever someone retires. So that's something to keep in mind when you talk about rental costs. That's the only one that I really know that actually working with us is a good way to say it. Keep that in mind on that building there.
And doing the numbers, if we wanted to break even on each of these, breaking even would run about $175 per rental per weekend. That's for a weekend.
And that's based off of the rental counts from last year.
That's based off the rental counts from last year.
That every district one, $175 is $10.
They're getting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a holiday, they'll get an extra day.
But what I'm saying is that each building, irregardless of size,
they're all about the same, no problem. Well, Trail Riders is a little bigger.
Lukey Slew is small. I mean,
everybody's got acreage there.
Yeah, but I mean, building itself is really small. It's a, it's probably a 30.
That is correct.
30 people building versus the trail riders.
Right.
100
people.
Right.
But as of right now, we're not charging anything for that one.
Yeah, and that's honestly, when we set all this in place years ago, that's why we didn't put no fee on that one there. And Swanee, that's the one you got to be careful with, because they take care of basically everything except monetary stuff down there. And how are we going to monitor the keys and blah, 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 blah. That's it. Luckily, we got a person that lives in Swanee, so our legal already checked on it.
Well, as everybody knows, they're trying to balance budgets every year. We got to quit all of this free stuff. And I mean, I've run two and three businesses for 30 years, and every one of them paid its bills. Just because I own it didn't mean it got a stud. It had to pay its bills. So I think everyone ought to pay its bills. I don't want to see us making money, but I don't want to see us spending tax dollars to let someone have something that they can afford anyway. If I can afford to throw my grandchild a birthday party at the community center, I ought to make sure I can pay for the center first. I'm just...
Where's,
that's how I feel about it.
Where's the Gina building?
Right behind the church.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ever been even new.
We hardly ever rented that one either.
Do we pay for it, though?
Do we pay for it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah. The counting is part of the voting precinct.
It is.
We have a budget as a building in the budget, but it's very minimum as far as the utilities on it. And it's hardly ever utilized.
Yeah. It is a voting precinct. And I know this old town one, as it's coming on, is going to be the most expensive one in the county.
It's going to have to be more.
But it's going to have to be what it costs. That's right. I mean, it's just going to have to be. I don't want to be a part of something new that's costing money.
Right.
So,
you can see
that's how I feel about that.
Well, tell them what we in the hole this year.
Year to date, $26,713.
On rentals.
That's just community.
And I know we get these calls all of, can you help me with this rental out here, the Trail Riders Club, and all kinds of, and yeah. I know a few times I paid it myself. But we just got to cut out the free stuff. If we had a surplus of millions of dollars, no problem.
What I'd like to honestly do, really and truly, and it's great numbers, and thank you for doing this. I think it's an eye-opener. But I'd like First District building, go there and see what it would take if it's $150 to rent it out. Trail riders same way, just kind of break, because we have their numbers, insurance, utilities, and supplies. We have all their expenditures for each building, and keep our bigger buildings a little bit more than what our smaller buildings is. Because our smaller building, like what we can see out there, I don't feel like it should be the same as renting the trail ride club. But you're not getting I'm not disputing that.
You need to cover expense.
Yeah, each facility, because honestly, when you get there to Old Town, when we get that one and take it over, that's going to be a $200-$300 building.
Easy. For the weekend, easy.
And so why should Spooky Slew be $250 whenever you can't?
Yeah, they all need to be evaluated and evaluated very meticulously and charged what?
Accordingly.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, what I'm hearing is you want Angie to gather up a list and maybe do it by square footage. Let's get square footage of all the buildings.
You really have your numbers to work with right now and just kind of divide it out and buildings rent. I mean, they do. And then the other thing is what the board's got to take in consideration, too, is we have a lot of charitable things that happen at these buildings that we never charge nothing for. Food distribution.
Oh, that's outside the building.
Yes. You know, they do.
Not rent in the building.
Yeah. FFA does turn our club. I mean, there's a lot of charitable stuff that we do. How are we going to handle that?
Bring back a fee chart is what, you know, what we look at. We get them to vote on her.
Because since I've been here, y'all had voted to not waive any penalties for any of the buildings. So that's how we have been working that. And that's the $50. And then say if it was during the week, on a weekday and not the 3 days, I would still say a less amount for that one day versus the 3 days. That's me.
Well, I think if you know exactly what it's costing per day, that would be easy enough.
Yes.
That or if we do a square footage, but again, with the square footage, that wouldn't capture a daily amount.
Okay.
It ought to be a per day fee.
Okay. Thanks.
What about a deposit for cleaning and for
tables, chairs?
Tables and chairs.
Yeah, we need to look at that also. In order to get the name on the book, pay something. We have several no shows. They'll make the reservations. And then we don't hear from them again, where we could have rented that facility out two or three times.
I can put up a deposit when they rent it, when they call it.
And
as soon as your deposit's here, we'll list you on them.
And then I don't mind going and checking behind them. Make sure it's less in the condition.
Well, somebody's got to.
Somebody's going to have to. Yeah.
Somebody's got to do table and chair inventory. Yeah. Somebody's got to make sure the sink's still hanging on the wall and some oats.
Microwave's still there.
There.
Yeah. Mops are still there. Yeah. And I have removed the women's club from our insurance and let them know that it's in the city's name now. We also removed the newest tables and chairs out of it and put those to trail others.
Be sure the city knows that we've done that.
Okay.
Because they need to add it to theirs in case of something going on. So be sure you notify them that we no longer insure that building. John Triggers is on that.
Okay.
They think that it's got coverage and it don't, and it's their building.
Okay. That's all I have.
I did want to make one more comment. You know, we're looking at our dumpster rentals and all, trying to make it work. Well, that's no different than this.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's no different. So, first of all, we need a program. We need somebody in charge of collecting the money, making sure it's done, making sure it's clean, all that. We need all that for everything we do. And so this dumpster thing, just bringing it up, I want to see it work, but it hasn't had a chance to work yet. It's not been regulated like a business should be. It's not been accurately monitored, because we've never come up with a program. So the same with anything we do. We don't need to make anything we do cost more money on the taxpayer. So let's get programs in order to make it all work. And it's got to be priced to where it works, or we can't have a program.
Yeah, we can't do it and continue to go in the hole like we're doing.
Just to say what WC is saying, because I agree 100% with that, but the thing that we all got to realize, he said it earlier, I said it in the workshop, is this shortfall of $28,000, you'll never bring your millage rate down for the overall citizens of the county if each program don't carry their own weight. You will never build financial security within your county as long as you're maxed out at 10 mills. That millage rate has got to start coming down. But as long as we're pulling off of it and supplementing this, supplementing that, we will do with this. It's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. It never happens.
Well, we have always and commissioners before us care about the people of Dixie County. We want them to have everything they want. And if we can help do it, we want to do it. But we're not helping them by costing money. And we're just, as our county grows, we're realizing it more and more.
And the expenses just in everyday life
goes up, going up. So let's make it work.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Dwayne.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
He don't have nothing.
I will say I did enjoy vacation with the family, so I appreciate that. Had a good time. But let's start out with action item number one. I need board approval for Carol West, myself, Mark Hatch, to apply for a North Florida Economic Development Partnership Rural Regional Development Grant Scholarship for attending an educational tour in Thomasville, Alabama for the dates of September 21 to the 23rd this year.
Go after it.
Got a motion?
Yes, sir.
Got a motion.
Who's making it?
No. If we get this grant, we're applying for it. Yeah, they'll pay us back.
Second by W. All in favor?
Now, wait a minute. If this grant don't get approved, Mark Hatch ain't going.
Okay. Number two, I need board approval to execute the ship release of lien for Gaddis de Silva in the amount of $6,860.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye.
Number three, I need board approval to execute the request of a ship repair reimbursement for Darrell Adams in the amount of $19,495.25.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. C. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
I need board approval for North Florida Professional Services Task Order for the Restore Act application submittal, engineering and administrative services, and the following projects will be included on this. This is Restore Act money from the BP oil spill years back. Y'all voted back, I think, around October to start back again on this project. The projects now will include the Horseshoe Beach Working Waterfront Project, a commercial dock, Shirt Island Park Beach Nourishment and Living Shoreline, Horseshoe Cove Orchard Restoration, including all the way down to the mouth of the Suwannee River, Coastal Public Access Program at Rocky Creek, County Drainage Improvements with the excess of monies. That's what y'all added that.
What about the restore the beach line at Sheridan?
Yes, sir. Sheridan Island Park Beach Nourishment.
Yep,
living, the Living Shoreline,
that's it. Yes, sir. Motion. We've got a motion. Thank you. Hatch, second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
All right.
Number five, I need board approval to waive the property lease fee for the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans. At last board meeting, y'all approved the updated lease agreement. In that, it always has the amount, so we went through it, told them how much they owed, the board approved it. They come back, the president of the organization, the one who handles it, said, hey, we handle all utilities. We pay for everything out here. We pay for the insurance. They cover everything at that facility. It's right there by the Little League fields, mm-hmm. out there by the airport. And the board has always waived a lease agreement. And the lease fee would be to pay those utilities.
So it's taking care of
what it costs in us.
It's taking care of it.
No, because they are incurring all.
We got a motion by WC and second Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Off of bingo games, I might add. Who's second is that?
Mr. Hatch.
Thank you. I need board approval to advertise and receive bids for removal of a portable building at the health department. It's county owned. The health department's not utilizing, does not want it. It has some issues with it. I would like permission to move forward with getting rid of that building.
Motion.
Motion
and
second. Now I want to discuss something. Is that something, Dwayne, that's going to be advertised and Joe Blow can go up there if they want that building and bid on that building?
Correct.
Okay.
It's open to anybody in the world. When we advertise,
y'all will advertise.
Is it a sealed bid or going to be an auction?
Sealed bids. We'll review them. I'll bring back the recommendation to the board.
We got a motion by WC, second Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Number 7, I need board approval to execute the FDOT grant agreement for the Cross City Airport Taxiway A Rehab. It's additional funding in the amount of $6,661, bringing the total of the FDOT grant to $186,661.
Motion.
That motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye. Number 8 is board approval in support of the resolution 2022-107 for that $6,661.
That motion, Mr. Mills.
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
9, I need board approval to execute an FAA grant agreement for the Cross City Airport Taxiway A Rehab. It's a construction amount of $1,679,948. When y'all approve this, it goes in conjunction with the two you just approved. DOT pays 10% of the project. Federal Aviation pays 90% of it, and that's why the difference is in the money's amount. And the FAA does all electronic signing. So, Mr. Chairman, when they approve this, you'll sign it on your email,
okay,
and it'll be sent to the attorneys for their approval.
Okay.
Motion.
Got a motion to WC.
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Number 10, board approval to execute the FDOT grant agreement for the Cross City Airport design and rehab for runway 422 for additional funding in the amount of $400,000 for a total of $2,415,000.
Who's paying that?
FDOT Aviation.
Motion.
Got a motion WC.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Number 11 is the resolution 2022-108 in support of that additional $400,000.
Motion.
That motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. Valentine, all in favor.
Number 12, board approval to execute the fiscal year 2023 Small County Consolidated Solid Waste Grant for Dixie County in the amount of $93,750.
Motion.
That motion, WC.
Second.
Mr. Valentine, all in favor.
Just for information, there on that $93,000, Mr. Chairman, we utilize that the first 3 yearly payments to Osceola to haul the garbage for Dixie County residents, $23 a ton.
Mm-hmm.
First 3 months eats that up, so that's an offset there in the solid waste budget that the state helps us pay our tipping fees there, and then we cover the other time. Number 13, I need board approval to execute the contract between the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners and Tana M. Watson, Attorney at Law, PA.
We got a motion by WC, second by Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
I need board approval to execute a hangar rental agreement between Dixie County and Mark Brown for the box hangar number 1 out at the airport.
Motion by WC.
Second.
Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
15 and 16 you took care of with the insurance this year. I really think we got a really good deal on that. Number 17, I need board approval to expend a portion of the Dixie County Flood and Stormwater Mitigation Project monies for the clean out of the 27 culverts and the 2 500-foot culverts that run across the north runway. This is based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion. Second. But, Dwayne, what's that number?
$43,300.
42,300?
No, sir. 43,300.
Got a motion by WC, second Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
And on that, number 18 is going to go in conjunction. We had a Stormwater Task Force meeting this week, Tuesday afternoon. And just like Chief Brown stood up and said before the board, you know, we've been presented the $10 million. Part of that $10 million that Dixie County got presented, 2.7 of it was for Dixie County flood and stormwater mitigation monies that we got from the state. Again, I say got very loosely. We have not received a dime yet.
That we've been pledged, but we ain't got yet.
I'm in the process of getting that data back to them just like Chief Brown is. And if it's similar to that, it's a reimbursable grant. We'll expend the money. We get it back. To my knowledge, this particular grant doesn't allow draws on it. The board will actually have to expend the money, then request reimbursement on it. So we're in the process of moving through that. So with that said, I would like the board, right here, number 18, I'm requesting board approval to advertise for the selection of administration and construction oversight of the Dixie County Stormwater Mitigation Project, and it's based off the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Second. But what Dwayne's saying there is what we talked about it pretty in depth out there at the meeting, and they was really high on this, so I think it's a really good thing.
We got a motion by W.C., second Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Well, number 19, I need board approval to move forward with a second chemical treatment at the airport canal. It's approximately $8,000, and this is based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second
Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye. I need number 20, board approval to purchase materials and culverts needed for the replacement of structures in the canal system below 55A. And this is based off the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Got a motion, W.C.
Second
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 21, board approval to advertise for the installation of those structures in the canal system below the 55A based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Got a motion, W.C.
Second
Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
22, y'all took care of. 23, it's all in there. All the additional stuff. I didn't think I had enough. I thought, man, it's got to be something.
Oh,
rod-ins are important, right? We had a safety issue come up out at the solid waste up on top of the transfer station hill. Some of the concrete has been defaulted, and we got three different quotes for companies. We requested three different quotes from companies. The lowest one we got back is going to be approximately about $10,000 to get that fixed. I would like permission to go ahead.
Motion.
We got a motion by W.C.
Second
Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Information items. The Osceola at our landfill has the new sale opening event Saturday, August the 20th from 4 to 7. We did notify them that there would be approximately 12 individuals coming from the county. It was my understanding that all the commissioners wanted to go to that sale opening. Is that still stand?
What's that date?
August the 20th.
Saturday.
Saturday from 4 to 7.
Be sure Preacher and Tim.
Three Saturdays from now.
Or any solid waste.
Absolutely.
I mean, even your truck driver that's going to be hauling up there, any of them solid waste employees.
We'll notify them, yes, sir. And if that number changes, we'll notify us at the landfill. Number two, it was requested to send out county attorney the interviews, appreciation letters to the other two individuals who applied, to Walker Bullock and Stan Griffith. We have submitted those and sent those out, so they should be in. Number three, the Brushy Creek and Willow Hole right of entry letters. You know, we had originally sent out with the Stormwater Task Force one of the next projects after we complete Airport Canal. Will be in the hunt of paying out that big canal, but our holdup there is it's not shovel ready due to the fact that homeowners has not given us permission to be fully on all that property. So we are in the process of preparing and resending out those letters, and it should be within the next couple of days that we get all those out. There's like 51 letters to be sent out to them.
There are 51 that haven't responded.
That is correct. We've received.
And there were like seven that were not being able to be delivered.
We got a return address on about, so we try to get to them and go out.
We might have to
how many
have
that?
We have 114.
We received almost half.
So few that came back as not being able to deliver, and then I have 51 that are being mailed out.
Do we
want to
do, go ahead.
Sorry, I have to put the new right of entry form in there. They were in the ambulance and ready, and I sent her a right of entry, and she revised it, so I've got to take all the other ones out and put the new ones in. So that's why they haven't been sent yet.
And what I did ask for that, the board knows.
She's earning that money.
I asked her, in our previous right of entry form, we had where we were holding the homeowner harmless for any injury or anything that occurred on their property. So what I'd ask her to do was have that reciprocal so that we're being held harmless if we run over the water line and bust it. I mean, I anticipate we would probably fix it.
Yeah,
but, again, you know, and ask them to mark these things, because if you've got a front end loader or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, with the big and it runs over their second tank and crashes in or something, we could have some real issues. So I did ask her to put that in there. Also asked her to put in, because as it stands right now, there's no date. Okay, it's just...
an end date.
Yeah. You know, it has no terms as far as when it starts, when it ends, or anything else. But of course, the start date would be from the time they sign, and anticipating that we wouldn't go out instantly. But if we were to end up in some kind of civil suit, I think it's very important that we did have terms in there as far as that gives the county 6 months to operate this. If we're not there in the 6 months, then maybe we need to go back and get it re-signed, or even a year, something like that, some kind of terms so that we know we're allowed to be there for the next 6 months on that property trying to clean it out. If we don't make it within that time frame, then let's get it renewed. Because they could change hands or anything.
I'll probably make it for 2 years because of our...
And that's fine. Like I say, I just think any term there as far as to give us some kind of guidance. Because, again, if we have it open-ended and we don't get there for 2 years, is it still valid? And especially if the homeowners change. And in our ever-evolving population right now, it's very possible who lives there, they may not live there next week. That was the recommendation that I had made on the letter, so that y'all know what the changes were.
In light of all that start and stop times and what have you, though, they need to be reassured that if we bust their water line or their sewer or whatever,
we will fix it.
We'll fix it immediately. Yeah. They won't have to wait till we finish nothing. We'll do it then to make sure they understand.
Do we, when we complete something like that, I mean, you kind of got my wheels turning a little bit, too, on that one. We go there to March, he signs a right of entrance, and then say it's a, we'll just use 1 year, and we go there and we complete our project in 6 months. Do we go there and photograph and then sign off and have them sign off on it, too, that, honestly, we're done, this is what we look like, and then...
It would be best.
We don't have a 6 month. A 6 month window there that anything could happen,
then we got
and
there.
We're still responsible.
And I think that may be a really good ideal. Is like, because most of the time you have someone there that says, okay, we've done everything that's done.
Yeah.
And we've got cell phones, so it's not like, you know, it's going to be a professional photo, but just something that documents or has a homeowner sign off that we've restored it to.
You're happy.
It was.
I'm happy. And we're done.
And we're going off your property and making it back.
Yeah.
And as soon as we're fine, we should have that.
So let's close that window also, I believe.
And that way, like I said, once you get them to sign off of the release, if you were to need to go back, you would have to get a new right of entry, which is fine.
Yes.
But I think that way it's cleaner.
Yeah.
And any time you're looking towards litigation, the more... concrete information and the more evidence you have of where you're at, the better off you are as far as you don't want to get a call 6 weeks after you've moved off that, oh, my water line's busted.
Yeah.
You should have seen it probably before 6 months.
Yeah, and that's where I was going with that also. So
we'll get back with her.
We can work on that.
That'll be debatable, too, though. Because you can run over a water line that's put under the ground and fracture it, and it can bust 6 weeks later.
Yeah, and it could. I mean,
so each one of these things are going to be individually addressed if it happens within weeks of us going.
Mr. Chairman, the next information item would be on August 12th. 2022, there's a meet and greet here at 12 p.m. at the Cross City Park for Kat Kamak. She's running for Congress, and she wanted to invite the public commissioners to attend. August the 12th, 12 o'clock. There's a flyer. Number five on information item is about the rock crusher. The main hydraulic pump has went out. That hydraulic pump got rebuilt a little over a year ago, and it's now went out again. That's a big ticket item on the rock crusher. And the recommendation from the road superintendent this morning when he came to me would be If they can't get it replaced or repaired or fixed within a couple of weeks, we need to look at an alternative source of rock, either try to rent a rock crusher.
Demo one.
Or purchase rock.
What's it cost for the new top?
I don't have that price yet.
But rebuild like 6,000.
I can look up in units to see what it was that we rebuilt it with last year.
6,000 is some.
Is that what he said?
In my head for some reason.
Call. The last information item I have is the solid waste can info. Before you is a printout sheet of a breakdown of a four-yard can. If you have this printout sheet here.
Before we get too deep in that, the rock crusher, Dwayne, you didn't ever get a direction on that other than getting a price for the pump. But this is something Dwayne and I have talked about for a month and a half. We're looking at, missing to look at our dumpsters. We looked at our community buildings. And I was actually hoping to get him through budget, and then he was going to start doing some digging that board's direction. I was quite satisfied everybody would be okay with it. But I do want to do an analysis on the rock pit, and I'm sure y'all do too. But right now we got to fix this rock crusher for immediate stuff, but that's something that we'll go ahead and give him direction after budget if y'all want to. He's been on vacation for a week, so he should have plenty of time. In his own sense. But
1,050
emails. Yeah. So that is something else that we really need to focus in on. Also, was that. I was trying to hold it until...
What part of it are you talking about?
I'd like to know, honestly, what rock's costing us.
Cost analysis.
Equipment downtime, equipment repairs. We kind of, the employee cost, we know that. But I'd like to know what a load of rock's costing us. Can we produce it cheaper than we can buy it? And, you know, look at that side of it also.
Well... In light of that, and while we're thinking of that, you probably could buy it cheaper right now.
Yes.
But once you have no means of getting your own rock, you're going to pay double for it.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Yeah, but that's something we need to look at and keep in mind.
We're going to get rid of a bunch of employees, and...
Well,
then you're going to be at their mercy.
Well, let me, since you said that and I brought it up, I'm not here to fire Nary.
Oh, I know you.
But that ain't the perception that just went out. That ain't what's going to go in hardest of ink. That's not what he's going to print. I promise you that. According to me, misconstrued it. I'm not here. I just want a cost analysis. And I do understand what you're saying. Once you don't have the ability to produce, cost is going to change. I understand that. But I really would like to know what it does cost for us to do that.
Yes, sir.
There's been a handful of people wanting us to lose that ability for 30 years, I know.
At least.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So does the board
like I to say we need to make it to where we can afford to keep doing it.
Amen.
Whatever we do.
And no complaints about it.
And talking about pumps, I'll just tell you this. I bought a few of them. A hydraulic rebuilt pump will cost you most of the time about a third of what a new one costs you. And it will last you about 25% of the time a new one lasts you. So when the rebuilt one's 6,000 and the new one's 20, forget that. Get the new pump, put on it, and quit working on it for a few years. I learned that the hard way. Buy all them used ones and the skidder break down in the woods a week later.
Yep.
That's my analysis on that.
Are we clear? Marcus is not here. Are you clear on that?
No.
And met Becky. We ain't seen her in a while. Yeah. But
I didn't say that to get you in trouble. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen, I've noticed that. That's the reason I said that.
Mr. Chairman, the last information item I would like for y'all to look over here, and I would like to be strictly information item. You don't have to discuss it. Y'all can do what you want to with it. Now this is the dumpster can rental breakdown for the 4-yard can. We spent entirely too much time on this. Y'all have voted in the past to do away starting October 1 this budget year with the dumpster can rental program. It is at y'all's discretion. If y'all would like to set up another workshop to go through it, to discuss it, you are more than welcome to talk about it now. But this is for you to take home, mull over. Call me with any questions, concerns. If you have anything now, Mr. Chairman, as you're looking at it, you'd like to see. You have that in front of you, Mr. Mills?
I do want to talk about it, yeah. That's
deal.
I've been sitting here talking all day about not spending money we shouldn't be spending.
Yes, sir.
And we're doing just that on that same item.
That's correct.
And I'll call back 5 or 6 years ago when I said that's too cheap, we can't do it for that, before we ever put one out there.
That's correct.
My response was, well, let's just get it going and then we'll raise it.
Never raise it.
No.
Never raise it.
You just can't go to raising things. You can bring them down without no problem. But anyway,
yes, sir.
This program, we did vote to annihilate it. But this program has not had a chance to succeed. It has not had any regulators. It has not been priced right. Okay? So how can anything succeed when it's below cost? And no one's really in control of it. Okay. I see you shaking your head, Miss Jackie, but the thing about it is, from the beginning, this thing's had no teeth.
We all agree with that. I mean,
okay.
It's been a bad plan, folks.
Anything that's costing money is a bad thing.
Yes, sir.
But some things cost money just because that's just the way it is. It can't be helped. But then some things cost money because they're just shoved out there with no kind of responsibility for anyone.
No backup behind it.
No nothing.
Yes.
Other than just call us and we'll bring you a dumpster. You know? Nobody knowing for sure who paid their bills. And nobody, I mean, you go to pick up a can and then next day it's back out there and they still ain't paid their bills. A program has to have management or it will never succeed. I mean, I don't care if you're selling apples, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want is what a lot of people, businesses mainly, have called me begging for a reconsideration. So I'm reconsidering the fact that I was for doing away with it.
Yes, sir.
Even though I have a can that I love, I pay for most of the time yearly. But all these businesses are saying, I don't care if it's double or whatever it is, and I'll pay yearly or whatever. So all I want to do is try to implement something that might work.
Okay.
We haven't given it a chance. That's all I'm saying.
The ones that are paying aren't the problem. They're willing to pay double.
Right.
It's the ones that aren't paying. That's
you
the problem.
You've got to take them dumps, take them away from the people that don't pay and give them to somebody that will pay. There's a long list of people willing to pay that can't get one because it's sitting over in somebody's yard that don't ever pay their bill. Free stuff.
Here's something that I agree with what you're saying, WC. But I also agree, yesterday I was in Gainesville and actually run across a person over there and said, hey, Mr. County Commissioner, I've got a question for you. I said, what's that? He said, we ain't received our dumpster bill in 3 months. So what you're saying is exactly what that person told me. We will pay it, but we kind of put a program in place with no teeth whatsoever.
No.
And I agree with what you're saying, but it's got to make sense. Right now we're losing $112,000.
But what I'm trying to make everybody understand, these numbers mean nothing. Because it's just been handed out there for free. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
I do. But
ain't nobody to send the bill and tell me I got to pay or I'm going to lose my dollar.
Right. And I agree with what
you're saying. And if you do that,
you're going to get 100.
Get rid of them numbers. But that $50, $75 fee, that's crazy anyway.
So, Mr. Chairman, the 75, we did this analysis to give you a better understanding of what you need to charge per dumpster.
Yeah.
To make it work.
Yeah.
So I give you a number right here,
yeah,
the cost per month to make a one can
listen,
work.
I don't care if it's $500 a month.
Okay.
I'm just trying to give it a chance.
Sure.
Yeah.
For the people that want it, I'm trying to give it a chance.
Absolutely.
And if the people are willing to pay what it costs, we need to do it. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
So cost per month is $178.75.
That's the break-even cost.
That's break-even.
The numbers that we have on the 90 cans that we service now. So what we did, the analysis that we did, we utilized the 90 cans that we go out once a week and get.
But you can't do
the mileage down, the fuel, administration cost, truck repair, and labor. And that's what it's
so per week is $41.25.
That's correct. Times that by 52 weeks.
Exactly. So a month should be $178.75 per can.
Per four-yard can.
Is that dumping it once a week?
That's dumping it once a week, yes, sir.
What if WC, he's got a can.
Homeowners do not need their can dumped once a week.
They do not every 2 weeks. I've been doing something at the house, and I'm lasting about 2 weeks on mine.
You didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
My question was if he goes there and he's got a heavy influx of in his business for 3 months, 3 months out of the year, and he has to go there twice a week to dump this, what happens with that money? Is it extra, or are we just going to kind of not worry about it?
Y'all give me a direction like Commissioner Mills is saying. There needs to be teeth in it.
Yes.
Okay, in the green. All that's got to be hashed out. So if y'all are going to revisit it and do it, then we're going to have to set up an agreement, set up a contract with each one of these.
Set up a billing process.
Every Mills has said to give it a chance, if you will.
Yeah.
Give it a chance. They never had a chance.
All I'm asking for is a year to give it a chance.
Okay.
I'm going to say,
dumping, it has to cost extra.
Exactly.
I want this program to work and not cost any money for the county.
Can agree with that.
You know.
So in other words, it costs $178.75 a month per dumpster. If we decide to say, hey, this charges $200 a month, okay, Mr. Story, I'm going to go out there once a week to your house, pick up your garbage for $200 a month. But I'm going to say, hey, I'm good, I'll call you. And I've been averaging twice a month, so that's every other week. But you still need to charge $200 a month. Now, if you have to go out there twice a week, then basically that's doubling. You just go ahead and double it. They need to pay $400 a month.
Yep.
Because they have to
have a per additional pickup.
Exactly.
And that needs to be a calling. You got a program set here, what you're doing. If the dumpster owner calls you for to come back, it's another $200. Any program has to do that to work. It don't matter what you're doing.
And we need to throw in there, too, if we're going to do this. I'm hearing something from some of the employees. They go into a certain place, and the people are giving them so much of a hard time. Our employees should not have a hard time about dumpsters.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to be that way, look to that dumpster, and when they leave there, have that dumpster on the truck.
Exactly.
And let them call somebody.
Exactly.
No trouble.
Yeah.
Eliminate that aggravation.
Yeah.
don't need to be going out there saying nothing to the doctor, man.
Exactly.
If they got a problem, they need to call into the main office or to solid waste.
Okay. The way that a garbage company makes it work is there's economies of scale. They go to Old Town today, and they only pick up Old Town. They go to Cross City, and they only pick up Cross City. So that it's like door to door to door to door to door. This going all over this county, they go to Gina to get one dumpster.
Miss Jackie, it's because we have no proof.
If you want to hire somebody to do this, that'd be great. But if I had, I wish I had the time back that I had spent in my office being aggravated about dumpsters. I got $50 I'm worrying about, and that takes up all of our time.
But that's the
thing. And I got $1 million sitting over here that don't have time to take care of.
You should not be worrying about none of that.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this ain't going to you. This is going to someone else.
But it does.
I understand it does, but what I'm trying to make you understand, it shouldn't be because there's no program. So where's it going to go?
So what we're saying, are we going to put in a position in the
You're going to have to.
So then you're going to add cost
to the doctor.
It's going to cost even more to do a program that only benefits 117 people out of 5,000 households, and
it'll benefit everybody that wants one that will pay for one.
So you're saying you're going to expand it and you're going to get more dumpsters, and so we're going to go into the dumpster, the garbage, full-time garbage business. I'm not criticizing, I'm asking.
I'm telling you exactly that.
So when
if the people wants a can, I want them to have it. And if it's not costing no money, and we have a program that's being run efficiently, and it doesn't cost any money, why are we not doing it?
Because we're a government, and that's not the government. That's not our purview of what we should be doing. We're supposed to be supplying a place for the garbage to go. You're actually competing with private
sector.
You know, if you're a city now...
We did it before private industry was here.
And that was the reason we started doing it. But it's not that way anymore. Because it wasn't feasible for private people to come in here and do it. Because it wouldn't make so much. That's why they weren't here. Now that there's more people, so you've got more... You know, they're making money on Dixie County. Even though they're, what the charge of... was, I think, $175 a month for waste pump, about?
The quote we got was $175. Mr. Robert, did you verify that?
I did not verify it. I all verified the other. $2,000 rental for the can and $150 for a pickup a week.
The quote we got from Waste Pro was $175 a month for a 4-yard can with one pickup per week. Now, that could have been misquoted because a private individual, the reason I addressed Mr. Robert, I don't mean to call you out, but Mr. Robert and I have met, and he's over the Lucky Charm of Campsite, and he's come to me concerned about what the board has made the decision.
Okay, so that's
it's like the commissioners.
I realize I have 85 couples. It is benefiting them. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And businesses.
Any money doesn't cost the board, doesn't cost the county. It is public relations. You are in the garbage business to supply water. You supply the garbage pickup, supply everything else. It doesn't cost that any money. It's a public service. So you're thinking of the problem.
And when it's a business, it's a different deal. It's going to cost more for the businesses than the one-can house. We're talking about a one-can house right here.
Yep.
Now, when we get talking about businesses, it's going to be more than that.
Mr. Chairman, we don't differentiate. I mean, a 4-yard can and cost the board plus. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's all right. Right now, we don't.
So if it's a business, I mean, if we're going to run a,
garbage business, pickup business, and we need to run it like a business, because none of you that have your own...
I've been saying that ever since I got here. That's my whole thing, Ms. Jackson. We got to run it like a business.
But you're going to put some money to it.
And change
one. And, but it's going to have to pay for its business. Okay?
Yep.
It's costing the money, costing what now?
$112,000 a year.
Over $100,000
a year.
It's going to pay for itself or it won't be in order.
He's the chief finance officer.
It will have to pay for itself or it won't be.
Okay.
That's all I'm getting at.
So we need to reduce that whole budget? Is that what it's not.
Here's the thing. We have to have a number to tell the people, okay, are you willing to pay this?
And that's what I started right here on this, based off of what we're doing today. Regardless if we get a dime this past month, our two packer trucks and our men at Solid Waste got us this data to go off of, and we service 90 cans that are not counted. And that's the numbers that we made off of, Commissioner. And so that is the only number. I do understand what you're saying because of the no teeth. It doesn't hold. These numbers are not correct in an aspect because we don't know the new business plan. But they are correct. What it cost us this past week, that number is spot on.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to give us a starting point. If y'all wanted to bring it back up and talk about it, as requested, here is your starting point. At bare minimum, it would have to be the $178.75 to break even with the 90 cans. But unfortunately, if you raise it, I just know this is going to happen. You're going to raise the price of the 90 cans that we rent out and we're basing our income off of, are now going to probably drop to about 35 or 40 people who actually utilize the service. And at that time, the revenue obviously cuts down 60%. My biggest concern as administrator and what I'm tasked to do as county manager is to mandate the Solid Waste Department to stay within their budget. Also, to provide the services that we provide at the 9 sites. And right now, we're spending, we clearly seen last week by getting this data earlier last month, not just last week, that every week in service, Solid Waste Department is spending now, just the Solid Waste Department, no admin, they're spending right at 60% of the time on dumpsters. We're spending half of our time. And just very little times do we get the complaints about these can rentals, but every week I get a commissioner calling complaining about a site looking terrible. That's what I was trying to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So I was being tasked to do that. And look, we need a good business plan if we're going to do it, and there needs to be justifiable numbers. So what is – y'all could talk about it, and if y'all decide to vote to put it back in action with a business plan and come up with it, it'd be my recommendation to make a workshop and talk about it again. Let's just like we can hash it out here now.
Can't do that. Yeah, we have to have a workshop. We have to have a business plan
okay. That
is ironclad.
Yeah.
And half of the people that ain't going to pay the rate, in my opinion, don't even count.
I agree with that.
Whenever Solid Waste tells me, every time I talk to them, mm-hmm. I've got a long list of people begging for dumpsters. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I have the answer. But you cannot get an answer when you don't have a program. Now, what I'm saying is, let's have a workshop and let's try to have information on cost analysis of everything we're going to do. And let's have information on where the packer trucks are going when they go to a regular site. When that truck goes to that site,
yes, sir.
They should be a perimeter that truck gets when he's there.
I
know there's never been that.
Well, I respectfully disagree with that because on the route to Jack Roberts Curve, let's pick up everything in the city. But when you can't justify it by saying they're going to Jack Roberts Curve, let's pick up the 10 cans that are rented around in Call City. Because when I get to Jack Roberts Curve, my duty is to pack out that whole truck. But when I get there, I'm already half packed out with cans. So now I dump a little bit of Jack Roberts, and then I've got to come back to Jack Roberts Curve. So that mileage, it doubles each site. Like, we go three trips to Gina because of Can Rentals and the site. Does that make sense?
What makes sense is I don't think anybody's understanding what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Well, it don't matter if you go there 10 times. You have a cost analysis that you have to make sure you cover.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So to make a program work, it has to break even or make money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to figure that in your cost analysis. Okay, we're going to pick up the site before we pick up any individual cans. Then as we're going to do what we need to do. If we need to come back to the site and reload what's there, and then we'll clear the area of personal cans.
Okay.
It has to be in the cost analysis. Okay?
Okay.
Then it either works or it don't work.
Gotcha.
So then your cost per dumpster is either efficient or it will not work. And all I'm saying is, let's try to get a cost analysis and see if it'll work.
Yes, sir.
And if it won't work, then we say, okay, we're done with that. But I'm saying the people that call me about it are the same people that call us about everything.
Yes, sir.
In the county.
I agree. I've got the call.
And we work for them people. All of us do.
Absolutely.
And all I'm doing is saying, I will try to give it a chance. Okay. We're going to spend a little time ourselves figuring it out what we need to get per can, per dump, and then we can put the number to the can and present it, and if it'll work, it'll work. And if it won't, then we'll be done with it.
Okay.
But this is just like our boat sticker fees that we put in. Right?
Yeah.
What, four years ago, 3 years ago?
Been a while.
But we don't have nobody to do it, so we've never done it. Same scenario.
Yes, sir.
I understand.
That's all I'm saying. If you don't give something a chance, what are you going to tell your constituents? And I'm not running for office no more, never. For nothing. But I still believe in the people deserve me trying to do what I can for them while I'm here.
And that's honorable.
And that's all I'm trying to do.
Yep.
And I can tell them the next time they call me, it won't work, man. But I can't tell them, well, I don't know. That's just what we decided. I'm not going to tell them that.
Okay. And that's
I either want to say we're working on it.
Yes, sir.
To see if it'll work.
Yes, sir.
Or it won't work.
I understand 100% what you're saying. In my little business that I run, we service 8 counties is what we service. And Monday, we're going to be in this county, this county, this county, this county. Tuesday, this county, this county, this county, this county, this county. I understand what you're saying. And maybe we could look at something to where we set Wednesdays for rental cans. And pack of trucks run this route on Wednesdays. We're dumping them once a week. And we do our motor graders basically the same way. We set them up on traps. And we, as a commissioner, I always normally never try to pull my motor grader man, Robert, off to go over here because I know he's coming here. So sometimes we do have to do that. And that's just sometimes I have to go back to Live Oak because I got a something hung up on one of my stuff. So I understand 100% what WC's saying, and I agree with what he's saying, but we have got to put some teeth in this program, and it's got to make sense because if I'm not mistaken, we're looking just the numbers that y'all, and thank y'all for working on everybody's worked hard on that from the in the field to in the office. This 178 was our weekly fee that we was looking at. That's providing everybody pays and everybody keeps the dumpster because I feel like you're going to lose 30+% of people that's not going to pay that because, quite frankly, it's just a convenience. They don't mind paying $75 to stay out of a roll-off site.
Absolutely.
So I think you're going to lose some revenue there. But if I'm not mistaken, the number I heard from Waste Pro was 175. What there? We're already higher.
I'll verify that.
Yeah, I mean, but we're already higher than what the private sector is. But I still believe we need to run some numbers. Give it a shot. Give it a chance. And if it makes sense, I don't mind trying. But if it don't make sense, I'm not voting for it. I've done voted on this one time. It's got to make sense for this board and our taxpayers. No different community buildings, rock, blah, 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 everything we've discussed. So I'm willing to look, to reevaluate it, workshop it, and let's put some true numbers together.
How long will you, when do you want me to have this presented back?
That's fair, I believe.
That's all I'm asking for, because I'm not going to vote for it either if it costs Pixie County $10. I'm not going to vote for it.
And I believe that.
And that's all I can say.
Yeah. And I, Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I mean, I was just getting the numbers I've requested.
Yeah.
And
well, we got to have a start.
Hold on, y'all want to make a decision. If we say do it, let's do it. But it will make sense if we do it.
When y'all want to have a workshop?
Tell me a workshop time. Would y'all like to do it before the NOT meeting in 2 weeks? Or would y'all like to?
I don't think that's enough time to gather information. You know, it ain't going to be no two-day job figuring out what all this costs and what it's going to have to. The fees going to have to be, because that ain't it.
And also, in that workshop, for some collective information for us to review is a makeshift contract with if Jamie don't pay his bill, Preacher's got 10 days to go back. We're going to go get his dumpster.
Yeah,
and
he's
then,
done.
And he's done, but if he pays it, it should not. We should not have to run a truck back out there that day to put it up. We need some great time in there also.
There's a lot of got to be put in this thing to
lot.
Make it work.
Yeah,
what you think?
And I mean,
so
it
if
ain't
we look
easy.
At if we look at September 1st, would that be enough time? We'll go into a workshop after the board meeting, because I'm like WC. I think this ain't a 30-minute discussion. This ain't an hour discussion.
Gotta be thorough.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all being thorough with it.
And getting it thorough ain't gonna happen right here.
No.
I got a lot of reaching out to do and figuring out numbers and costs and hours and miles.
Yeah, y'all
gonna
do it overnight.
No,
you know,
so you got 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
But starting in September, y'all have some of those a tentative budget hearing. Are you'll be here? The ones they set up, I heard on the phone. Somebody had an issue with not being at the tentative budget meeting as well.
2 minutes.
They're in September.
But they was all for board meetings now. That was like a Monday because of something to do with advertisement.
The middle of September, I won't be here.
So September 8th, the second Thursday of September.
Yeah.
I'd probably be here then.
So that's the tentative budget hearing.
Yeah.
But then the first is a morning board meeting. Would y'all like to have the workshop in the
afterwards?
Meeting? After the board meeting, take a hour and a half lunch break, go back to the workshop. Y'all like to do that?
Yeah.
Would y'all like to meet at 2 o'clock workshop for September 30th?
No, September.
I mean, give me another 30 days. September 1st for solid waste dumpster can rental breakdown.
Yeah.
Make sure the solid waste people are here also.
Sure.
September 1st,
2 o'clock. Y'all good with that?
I'm
sorry.
I have a question. What do we want to do about this year's budget? What numbers are we using?
Basically, not doing.
We're not doing it. We are doing it. I mean, we'll put together the budget without the revenue and without the
I don't think this really should affect this year's budget. We're talking about implementing a program that's not going to cost money.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's going to take care of itself for a day.
You talked about hiring somebody.
If we don't think that it's going to work, we're not going to even start it.
Okay, so we're going to operate off the assumption that
it's dead.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want y'all having to go back and redo nothing.
That's right.
Make sure what you
What we're talking about is
okay.
Maybe it'll happen.
Okay.
We've all agreed we're not going to vote for it if it don't
That's
pay
right.
its way.
That's right.
So then we don't need to redo the budget, right?
Yes, it's your choice. I was just trying to get directions.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not asking y'all to look for money to make this program work. If this program don't pay itself, it ain't a program.
Agreed.
And it's shut down.
And it's through.
Thank you for that.
But
thank you.
We're going to give it the opportunity if we all agree. I won't give it the opportunity. I don't want to lose my can either. However, I did tell you, I'd give mine up first. But I don't want to lose it. I want to see if we can make it work. If everybody agrees to, you know.
Workshop, September 1st, 2022 at 2 p.m.
We all have to start over today with an open mind about the dumpster project and see if we can make it work. If we can't, then we can't.
Are you with that by the 19th of September?
I won't be here.
Okay. But you're the one who won't be here on the 19th.
Rich is going to be a problem for that or anything.
Okay. That's what I need to make. That was the last information item that I had. Again, I mean, we're doing this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You was only doing what we've asked you to do.
Alright, you done?
I am. Thank you for your time.
Miss Chayna.
I want to thank y'all all again for having the confidence in me to get an opportunity to reference the board. I do have here one of the first things y'all actually tasked me with, I guess. The property that was sold by seal bid. We had two buyers. We have the check here ready for the county from the 7 Mile Company. We do have an issue that I need to make the board aware of with the property that we were considering, or was basically shows that Corbin would have been winning bid on. Right now, I've told him to hold up on that until I could discuss this issue with y'all. What we found is that back somewhere in the 1960s, this parcel had a legal description. Somewhere between there and now, it dropped a piece of the description off. It's 105 foot east is all it was dropped. So it's a very simple little piece, but it's very important. With that piece missing, the legal description places that parcel on top of another man's parcel. So we can't legally sell that as it's described. So I looked at doing a corrective deed. That won't work, of course, because the man who originally done it, he done it in the 1960s, and, of course, he's no longer among the living. So that won't work. So the county has to decide, you know, basically whether we want to try to quiet the title or, you know, take some action along those lines so that we can actually get a legal title clear that we can sell, okay? And that being said, those can drag out for a little while because you have to do the publication and all of this. I haven't found anything that says a political subdivision we're exempt. I promise you I've not looked through everything yet, but I have wanted to bring it to y'all for just, you know, whether or not we even wanted to go that route and make y'all aware that we did have a issue that I think from a legal standpoint I would recommend that we cancel that sale until we can address where we're at, because legally I don't feel that I can prepare a deed and give it to Mr. Corbin that is not his property. The property actually belongs to another citizen who's paying the taxes on the parcel, which would overlap basically by 105 feet.
So if you took the 105 feet out, then how much property is there to sell?
Right. Well, no, the 105 feet.
Is this maybe a surveying issue?
It is. What it is a, and of course, I would not have a legal surveyor go out. What I've looked at is I've talked to Robbie Lee's office, Mr. Lane. this parcel, based on the legal description in the 1960s when it was parceled out and sold, the legal description was valid. But somehow or another, in a transferring a deed, and that, you know, whenever, most everybody knows when you're doing any deed transferring, you need to make sure every dot and I, you know, we've heard that our whole life. Well, there was an error. It was omitted. It says 105 feet east. That's to the point of beginning. The 105 feet east, somehow or another, was dropped out of that legal description. So by doing that, that legal description does not legally describe the parcel that we have. Now, this parcel's been exceeded, and it's went through all of that. And so I'm still doing a little bit of legal research, see if, again, we're a county and we've been through all that, can we move past the legalities of trying to get this quieted? I've not found anything that said we're different than any other citizen and could take a shortcut.
Does that 105 feet show up on the adjacent property?
It does. What it is,
or is it just kind of...
If you think of, just think of like checkerboard, okay? What you do is you've got two pieces of property and they're sitting side by side. So when this legal description of 105 foot east, that's what put this piece on its side of the line. When you take that 105 foot out, then it sets it back 105 foot onto the top of the other man's property because you're not moving over that 105 foot. So you've got one piece of the square that rather than being where it's supposed to, which would set it off of the other square, it set right on the same footprint.
But
overlapping.
Right.
Yes. But wouldn't the description of the other adjacent piece of property, wouldn't, if it ain't had nothing left off.
Right.
So wouldn't that be your meets and bounds line? Basically?
And that's the reason we know it's wrong, because what it is when your properties, and I'm going to use a simple one for explanation purposes, you know, they're square. We all know that's not true, but they're square. So if you don't have, your property won't say the left side's missing. In order for your title to be valid, you got to have all four corners. Huh. So this piece of property is missing that one side. Granted, we know where it's supposed to be, but... And normally the way that's corrected, if I catch it when you make a mistake on the title, and usually, and this was noted, what makes it, you know, really confusing or, you know, kind of, the county caught that. Our property appraiser's office caught that it was wrong in the 1960s. I know that because we looked at the property rolls. They had made a note that there was an error in the deed. But what I believe happened, and of course I don't know this to be factual, is that property was deeded over around February. And again, I ain't got my paper right here in front of me, but around February, the gentleman passed towards the end of the year, towards November or December. So the county called it at some point. I don't know what date it was called, but there's a handwritten note on the property rolls that says that there's an error in the deed. So normally, having worked with the ones we're working with now, they'll pick up the phone and say, hey, there's an error in this deed. So I called whoever and said, hey, come in. We got an error in your deed. You need to correct it. You do a corrective title, and it's all clear. And if this gentleman was still alive, that would be the simple fix, is he would come in, give a corrective deed.
Well, that was beginning. You said something that kind of triggered my thought process was that adjacent property owner has not really paid taxes on that property for 30, 40 years on that 105 foot.
No.
They have paid within their square.
Right.
But
he has no ownership rights
in right.
that section that we're
right.
trying to sell.
Right. And that's what I did not want to say. All of a sudden, the county, I've been paying on that land for 40
no.
years.
No, it was
mine, and I didn't know it. They just...
Because from 1960 until it is sheeted through death, probably is what I've kind of seen on the records. The taxes were paid by the person who thought they owned it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens is what happens, and I've got another case I'm going to talk to y'all about in just a minute, is when people die, if sometimes the heirs or relatives or whoever would have inherited or don't know that they inherited, don't pay the taxes, it sheets back to the county and it moves forward. This property was paid for on our rolls by the individuals who owned it from the time it was deeded over to them until it transferred hands. So it's been paid for up until it went into the unpaid for property and is sheeted to the county. So up until that point, the property owner sitting on that property paid for it. Now, they could have applied again, you know, to get it corrected and we could have dealt with it. It just hadn't happened. So it's got all the way to us and it's not happened. So that's what I've got to see. As a citizen, I know what I have to tell you exactly. I'm looking to see if as a political subdivision, and ultimately, you know, the property goes back to the subdivision, we have an option other than a quiet title action.
Well, the other side to that also is, at the end of the day, we all done this on sealed bids.
Okay.
Now everybody knows what his bid is.
And, well, I mean, yes, this has been announced and everything. And, again, that's up to the county. That's the reason I've brought it to y'all. I need y'all to tell me which direction you want me to go. Do we want to get this cleared and then give Mr. Corbin a deed?
Yes.
And it's on our dime, whatever happens?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would like.
And that's what I needed y'all to tell me. I'm not asking you not to. I just need y'all to tell me.
Why wouldn't a simple survey clear it up?
And that's another thing that I'm checking to see if we have a right, because if USWC is buying a piece of property and it's got a legal description, I can't just let you survey it because it won't work because you can't get a deed that way. So as a political subdivision, do we have different rights? Because we are different than WC the individual. We are the county. So all property basically, when it's unclaimed, comes back. So that's one of the things I'm researching, but I didn't want to go down too many rabbit holes until I found out what y'all wanted to do.
Do you want us to do a motion on that and vote on it to do it that way?
I think that would be the best way to handle this. That way it's clear what the board wants and, you know, and the fact that, you know, y'all are saying we're going to cover the cost of getting this property quieted because we've already advertised, sold it to Mr. Corbin, and by right, it's Mr. Corbin's, but we had an error and we need to correct it.
And I make a motion for us to do just that.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, and second, Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye.
I went through the same thing 20 years ago.
I've been on the same thing 3 years now.
I went through the same thing. My father-in-law owned the property, and I bought adjacent property to him. Well, when they did the survey, my property went over on his property. And
we have
he and I were ex-father-in-law, son-in-law. And when it happened, it was nothing.
Shit, Jay.
After the PI bill, it became an issue. So I come home from work downtown one afternoon, and there's a 5-strand barbed wire fence going right across my carport. I promise to God. I had a leaning basketball thing for my grandkids. It went right under it to his marker. His marker was there. So I'm like, Oliver, what are we going to do? I'm on 64. So after he died, I hired him. New surveyor to come and resurvey everything.
And redo it.
And then I moved the barbed wire. I drove in that and I'm like, what? No, I had to turn over like that to get in my parking car.
Okay, I've got, I want to make y'all aware of a couple things. I did check, we brought up earlier the Old Town building that we'll the county will be getting from the school. I followed up with Delta on this because at the time, John and Mr. Osteen was sitting in this chair, me and him were working together. Delta was surveying the Swanee property for Mr. Osteen for the county. So I followed up with Delta to see where they were at. They were a little confused to start off with. They did get eventually straightened up. They said that they're still working on the deed for the Suwanee property, that there's a few issues down there. That was all the instructions I got because Mr. Dale, the surveyor, is actually out right now. But the other issue, of course, is the county ready to accept the property from the school board for the building in Old Town? Because the school board's ready to give the county that property. Of course, you know, that's with the understanding the other piece will be forthcoming and that we're with our us agreeing on some terms as for to help the school board with some road work.
All right, just tell the school board to go ahead and give it to the county.
So I just wanted to bring that up to y'all, and of course,
what are they wanting?
They want y'all to go and take that building.
Of course they do, but the main one I was after was exactly the opposite of W.C. He was after the Old Town one. And I like the Old Town one, too, but...
Well, and the school board has still got every intention of deeding over to you in Suwanee. The holdup is not at the fault of the school board, and really, I don't guess it's at the fault of anyone in that aspect as far as the surveyors are telling me that there's some issues with the Suwanee property, which I think, if I recall right when we were discussing this, I told them I expect to be on a property in Suwanee. That's the reason... I was supposed to take the Old Town one. At the time, I wasn't working for y'all.
I say work about this and stick to our original deal. When they're both ready, we'll.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. What's y'all's?
Get the Old Town done. Yeah, we need to go on both sides.
Okay. The only other thing I do want to make y'all aware of. I just got this sent to me. It was served to us on the 25th of July. There is a lawsuit in which we have been named. It's the Bank of America versus Mario Kopok. And if I said that wrong, I probably did. Joel Kopok, Dixie County, Florida, political subdivision existing under the laws of the state of Florida. Unknown Party 1, Unknown Party 2, Unknown Party 3, Unknown Party 4. The name being fictitious to account for parties in possession. Okay. Well, that all means so that y'all can kind of understand why we're named in this suit. This is goes back, it relates back to the SHIP program. In 2018, September 12, 2018, we had a lien agreement under the State of Florida Housing Initiative Partnership Program with a Sarah Smith. This was a 5-year non-interest-bearing loan with forgiveness subject to the following provisions that the owner would occupy for 5 years, the normal type terms that we have with these SHIP programs. Okay, well, that all rocked along just fine. Mr. Willie, who appears to have been her husband, he died in December of 20. Miss Sarah, she died in June of 20. So basically, the two individuals who were living there died. It appears, and I did ask the county for some property, but I just got this. Hadn't got that back yet because y'all don't know this. Miss Barbie understands as far as we don't have access to probates and stuff like that unless we're attorney of record. So I've asked for those documents. It appears that it went through a probate, and that's the way the POLA or POP. And I apologize for misstating that, but Kopok, C-O-P-P-O-C-K.
Close enough.
Yep.
Yeah, so they ended up with their name on it. Here's they didn't pay. So the bank, they had a loan separate from ours. They took out a loan with the Bank of America. They have foreclosed on it.
They took a loan on the house? Mm-hmm. How can they take a loan on a chip house?
No, this is not a SHIP house. This is either a down payment assistance program or it's a repair, one of the two.
Okay.
We didn't build no house.
All right, let's see. And I can.
And the way I think Suwanee River Economics sets that up,
she's requested information.
Prorated whatever, whenever the last date they lived there, they're credited for X amount of years, and then whatever the remaining years is.
It was $24,914 provided for the benefit of the owner to assist in the purchase rehabilitation of the property, the receipt of which is acknowledged. So we give them $24,914. Then they passed, which would have been 20, and I'm sorry, I keep talking over you, Mr. Hatch, and I apologize for that. They had been living there approximately 2 years.
Right.
So at that point, if it's sold, transferred, or otherwise disposed of, the owner, or if the owner should die any time during the first year,
right,
percentage of financial assistance to be repaid to the county is 100%. In the 1 to 2 years, it's 80%. In the 2 to 3 years, which would be where basically they passed that, they would owe a 60%.
Right, that's prorated down.
Right. So we would be looking at a 60% interest in the $24,000, and I didn't do the math.
This board, to me, can't waive that. That, to me, can't be waived. Because actually, I bought a place for my son, and lo and behold, I had to write a check to the Board of County Commissioners. I didn't know that the people I bought it from had done basically the same thing. So literally, whatever the number is, we can't waive that.
And I'm not asking you to waive it. What I want y'all to understand, what has happened is we've been named in this lawsuit because we've got an interest in this property.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? So what we will have to do, and of course the clock's ticking because we got served on the 25th and we got 20 days, and that was July. And I got it here. I apologize to make sure I don't tell y'all the wrong date. We received it on July the 25th. So we got it a little while back, so I've got to get an answer in. And that's what I wanted to find out. Did we want to just say, okay, that basically it's satisfied, we don't want to fool with it, or do we want to file in? Right. And that's the thing as far as, so now we've got a lawsuit that we'll be involved in in relation to this to try to recover our percentage. So that y'all are aware it is going forward. The case number for record space is 1522CA000471. So I will file a response basically saying we have an interest in the amount of blah, 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 and then we will track through this. They have asked for summary judgment. Most likely the court will grant it. What we'll try to do is make sure that our interest is secured so that if and when it does go up for sale, hopefully.
Now, with that being said, whatever we recoup goes right back in the Swan River. I keep wanting to call water
manager.
Economic. And that money will be allocated to another
program
within that program. So.
And I believe that was everything that I wanted to make sure y'all knew about today. That was everything I had.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Ms. Barbie?
I just have a couple statements. As a small business owner, during COVID, my restaurant was fairly successful. We stayed busy. During COVID, we tried as hard as we could to keep our employees, keep them at work when we were shut down to 25%. We struggled, and we tried to keep our full-time. It was rough, and if it had not been for the free money that the state gave, it would have put us out of business, plain and simple. So looking at this dumpster information, last year, so far, we're in the hole $112,000, and that's not free money. That's the county's money. That's
mm-hmm.
citizens' money that is gone. So I just want y'all to keep that, I guess, in your mind when y'all are considering this, if that makes sense.
That's the whole option of considering it because of that, Ms. Barbie. And I know I've been rattling on about it, but I'm not going to be for costing the county any more money.
I'm just saying, this isn't just this year. This
no,
was the past several years.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, we're trying to dig our way out of the hole that they're in. And then along those lines of what you were saying earlier about the public, I really appreciate the citizens that come and sit in on these meetings and try to get educated, because we were at a speaking the other night, and one of our citizens that I've never seen in one of these meetings spoke up and said the county was in, they were missing $2 million. Then they raised our taxes, and now miraculously they found that $2 million. And I'm just sitting there just, So I appreciate the ones of y'all that do come and take interest. And that's all I
said. That's one of the reasons I said what I did.
Absolutely.
Well, it was $3 million.
Right, but this man said $2 million.
Yeah, but it was $3 million.
Right.
But you guys have sorted it out. I wonder if people knew what it would take to steal that much money from an agency. My God. They'll put you in San Quentin for stealing $50. And the people that believe that are just not very educated on the matter. That's why they need to learn more.
Thank y'all for that. For sure. I mean,
this is just for your information. If you've got any questions, we'll be glad to answer.
This October 1 vote. We're at 83% right now. Not bad.
It's really more than not bad. It's really good.
Somebody accused me the other day of being always negative.
We're really proud of where we are today.
Yeah.
I'm always looking forward to be even better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be an optimist.
And it's going to get better.
We're heading that way, and it's not. We want the county to be healthy. That's the most important thing, is to be able to do what we need to do for all the citizens in this county. And that requires the finances to be healthy, too. So that's been always been my goal since I walked in the door, to try and get to that point. But anyway, we're working on it. The other thing is, when you're looking at this, when you look at the, like, let's pick general, for instance. The revenues we've collected year to date is the $10,912,000, okay? But we've spent $11,397. That's if we don't use the carry forward amount. Remember that in that carry forward amount is the ARPA money, the first tranche of that ARPA money. So some of that overspend is because we're spending into fund balance of money that we had already received that was in last year's revenue. So that's why that looks like that. But it's good, because that's what's supposed to happen. It wasn't that there's anything wrong with that. We knew that was going to happen this year because of how the money came in and how the expenditures are having to be disposed of.
Thank you for answering this.
That was my question. Yeah. And it might be a little bit, I don't know, I don't think anybody else is.
Nobody else is.
Transportation is a little bit. But again, transportation is because of grant money, because of grant money. You've got road projects that the money has been, the checks have been written, but the money hasn't come back from the state yet. So, you're going to have that where you have the big grant. But anyway. Any questions or any concerns? We'll be talking about the research.
Any questions?
Go ahead.
Audit still closing out.
They told me that they would have it in August.
What the way is?
We're on it. Yeah. But, I'm not thrilled, but We're closer than we were.
If it does get presented, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Ms. Jackie, but if it does get presented here in August. That'll be the first year. This is the best year since I've been with the county for 8 years that we've got it on time. The closest to being on time.
Yeah, closest to June.
Yeah. So, yeah. Don't hold your breath. We're in August.
Brenda's in my goal.
It's already better than it's been since I've been here 8 years.
Brenda's in my goal is to have... be able to tell them in the auditors in December, get their butts in here and get this audit done. In January, you know, like call them in December, say, Tom, get over here. And start in January. And that's what, personally, what we discussed and what we're trying to get to. I don't know if we'll get there or not, but that's our goal at this point. And if that happens, you'll have an audit before June 30th.
Right.
But, you know, we got to goose them up too, but we have to be ready and say, we're ready, come on. And that's all, everybody in the county, you know, that has information that, you know, it would be EMS grant people, Dwayne's office, our office, all the constitutional officers, everybody's got to be ready to go. But that's our goal, is to do that. And that would be a miracle. I told... I will tell my joint. One day I was very frustrated over there, and I said, if I ever get this place straightened up, I'm going to dance naked down these halls. So I'm not going to do that. I was like, oh my gosh, when will we ever get to the room? You know? Anyway, so, and of course, he turned 50 shades of red.
I didn't have a response.
When you get that done, you'll be up for any challenge.
My plan is to go part time in around the 1st of November. Is what my plan is.
Gonna be moving into a new house,
and I want to travel with my husband a little bit.
There you go.
And hopefully, she says hopefully, you know, we'll be in. You know that they'll be flying on their own. Pretty good, you know. Anyway, but I appreciate it. You know, everybody has to do their part. It's not just the finance office. It's everybody's got to do their part. If everybody doesn't do their part, it doesn't. You know, everybody has to be responsible, and everybody has to do their part of this puzzle. Because if we don't get the information, then we can't
do your job.
And everybody's been great about working together. It really is a teamwork, and it's been great.
I appreciate so much county manager working. You know, we kind of double teamed, but we came up to the with Sullivan, not leaving Barbie out because Barbie's the leader of my team. That we have to work together to make this work and to get there. And that's been, you know, each of us needs for the other one to do, we've done. And try to keep that going and get where we need to be. And it's a work in progress, but yet it's important.
As you mentioned vacation, I'm so sorry to see your hand raised. I did want to let the board know I will be out of the state from the 10th to the 23rd. Mr. Watson is going to get his bucket list filled. He's going to Alaska, and I'm going to kind of be with him. I do have coverage lined up for the meeting, and, of course, my staff has been working diligently to make sure that they're prepared to get everything to the fill-in attorney, which right now, unless something changes, will be Mr. Bishop, because I know he's familiar with the board and y'all familiar with him. So I did want to let y'all know that.
On
the 18th? Yes, the 18th.
All right, you is that all, Ms. Bobby?
Yes.
County Commissioner items. You got enough? Mr. Mark?
Yeah, just a couple things. It's Number one, I want to thank the board and manager and financing team also. Be open-minded about these changes that's coming within our county, because it does kind of look like this Board of County Commissioners is cutting out and revamping a lot of projects or a lot of programs that we've offered. But through the years, we've done a lot of things that people have got accustomed to, and we've took the stance and been very open-minded about trying to revamp it where that makes sense to the program. The program makes sense. And I want to thank everybody for their work on that, and the board for being open-minded instead of just dropping your plow in the dirt saying, this is the way I feel, this is it. Because I promise you this, when whoever takes WC's place this coming up time, and if someone takes my place, hopefully not, but if they do, they won't go back and change these programs back to free. They can say what they want to say. It just does not work that way. And I've been here for a little while now and thankful to be here, but you don't have to change someone out to make a change unless they're not willing to change. That's the thing that I'm always an open-minded person, and I always try to think way outside the box. And Dwayne can attest to that, that sometimes he'll get some phone calls from me that, what in the world is he thinking? Then as I explain myself, he kind of sees my point of view, and mine are most times different. And that's the good thing about these five men that sit up here right now, and it might be a lady sitting up here soon, that you know, everybody has their direction and their thought process, and we try to cram it into a motion and a second and a final vote on it. So I just want to thank y'all for being open-minded on that and willing to try to work to keep as many of these programs feasible as possible. The second thing, saying all that, is we got primaries coming up in this month, and I'm trying to remember, I should know this, but I'm not on the ballot, so I'm just on the canvassing board. I think it's the 16th, 23rd. So please go out and vote in the first primary. There won't be a whole lot on the ballot this time, but every person that has signed up deserves the opportunity to sit in one of these seats and get rocks thrown at them, and then their family can get rocks at them. So they deserve that, and it's up to the people who we all work for, and there's not a sitting commissioner up here that won't say we don't work for the public. And sometimes our decisions I can't agree with Brenda 100% of the time, but if we get 99 or 98%, we can agree to disagree, and that's what this board does. Every one of us has had a problem with one another somewhere along the line. David's sitting right back there. He served with us for 4 years, and he's the same way. I mean, he understands what I'm saying. You can't agree all the time, but y'all just please go vote, and then in November, please go vote again, and explore your candidates and make sure they're in it for the right reasons, and definitely 24, when and if I decide to run, you know, it's for me. You know, examine me and make sure I am the right person for the job. But I promise you, I will explore myself and before I decide to put my name back out there. This is not a farewell speech by no means, but please go vote. It's very important. That's one of the rights that we do have left, and please actually fight that right. Other than that, that's all I got.
Let you see.
Yeah, I got a couple of things I want to say. Going back to being up here and why you're here and what you do when you're here. And there was three people come out for my seat before I announced that I was not going to run again. One of them absolutely told me it was because of my vote on the fire assessment. And I said, well, Okay. The other two was because I let their house flood. Promise to God. And then didn't get the water out after it, did it? Me, my district, I did. Anyway, these are the people that need to get more knowledge about what's going on. That's all I keep saying. Anyway, fact of the matter is, one of them two that I flooded out, so to speak, I'd never met in my life. The other one used to call me all the time, and I'd go see what he wanted and ride with him, and he'd show me the limbs down here and there in his little neighborhood and right in the middle of old town. Tell me how I was the only commissioner ever answered this call. He's the first one to start rattling off about what I didn't do. Anyway, enough of that, but I want to say, Miss Jackie, no budget amendments for the dumpster program. Don't worry about that. There's not, as I don't guess there'll be. I'm not on my behalf. There won't be. And it is something I want to give a chance for the people that really need it. I hope we can make it work. But if we can't make it work, we can't make it work. And you understand that. But at least we're going to let it see the light, which we should have done a long time ago, but we were so busy flooding everybody out, we didn't have time. I'm sorry, but so many people think that we did things to cause that. Everybody knows when the water's at ground level and it keeps coming down, it's only going to get deeper down here. So, but anyway. It's really been a pleasure sitting up here for the time I've been up here. And anyway, that's all I got to say.
You keep on, I might see some tears out in my
eyes. Nah, I'm done.
Well, I want to say thank you. We had a good meeting. And WC, I'm sorry for pushing all that water out of my district on yours.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did.
Blame me. But I want to thank the people because y'all thought enough of me. Give me another 4 years already. So thank you for that, which I've done. Thank y'all. So y'all can throw for another 4 years. Y'all can throw more rocks at me and straighten me out and see if we can't get better. That's all we can do is get better. Not worse. We got to get better. So saying that, thank you. And I know we got a young lady right back here that had some questions.
I just want to know if there's going to be another budget workshop and it's going.
Budget.
More trim settings and all that? Yeah. Y'all that hadn't requested one when we went through all of them. Now we're in the process of finalizing each. On that spreadsheet should give you each individual fund account, getting those balanced. And we would just bring to you, unless we come across an issue that needs addressing, we would just balance them and bring them to y'all for the tentative budget. Y'all give us the direction. But, no, I mean, we can hold more at y'all's discretion.
Is that a good enough answer?
We.
How will we know if and when? I mean, what you're saying right now is no.
The budget will be on September the 8th, is when the next budget hearing is, and then the final hearing will be on September the 23rd. Both of those are at 5:30.
We had worked through so many different calendars that I got my brain shifted. September 8th and September 19th was the Friday. Between the 8th and the 19th, there'll be the big ad in the newspaper. I don't know if you've ever noticed it or not, but it's like a half page ad.
Oh, yeah, she's watching.
Yeah. And that'll be on that Thursday before the 19th. That's just coming.
That answer your question?
Okay.
All right.
Tim Warden from Brantford, a couple of items, if I may. Shannon, your item number four, the coastal project. That came up before the workshop. I believe one of you gentlemen is going to have your special work on that. Would that be possible today?
Yeah, whatever you want, you can put up for the stick figures. Here's a gentle too. Fill out what it says.
What was your question?
I just wanted to see what the paperwork was on the coastal projects there. I don't have the...
That was just a task order.
Yeah.
Number four was a task order based off of projects out of the BP oil spill money.
Yeah.
There wasn't any information
on that.
It's just a task order.
Okay. The other thing was property in Swine. I own the property directly across the street, the adjoining property there. Is there any point that the board would allow Watson to speak with me outside of the meeting here, whatever the issues that the surveyors are having, that you could share some of that with me?
I would tell him I would if I could. The surveyor, like I said, Mr. Dale, who's the actual overseer of that project, he is out right now. They didn't tell me with what, but they implied it was going to be a little while. So I think some of that makes sense to that he's not available to tell us exactly what the issues are. A lot of time with Swanee, it's just a description type issue.
I understand.
Probably
left 100-foot E.
So the answer is that there is no way for you to share any of that information?
Not at this time. I have tried to reach out and get some more, but right now, that's the reason I didn't share it with the board. I wasn't hiding the ball. I didn't get the ball.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else? You sure?
Clear.
All right. Need a motion.
Motion.
Got a motion for WC.
Second.
Second. Valentine, all in favor. Aye. Aye.
I just want you to think that I was saying. Did you run off? I got to take it. If he's on that, that's on that. If I didn't.